Okay, Chevra, we have a lot to do. If you remember the last sugya that... Okay, if you remember the last sugya that we did was a discussion whether we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanocha osa mitzvah, and ultimately the Gemara paskin that hadlaka osa mitzvah, which means that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is fulfilled when you light it rather than when the hanocha is done, and we developed this idea. The Gemara's maskana is that we know this because of the Nusach HaBracha, and we spoke about that briefly. The Rush, at the end of Simin Zayin, the Rush has a comment. Kema da hadlaka osa mitzvah tzav shehei shemen b'ner kedei shi'or kodem hadlaka. The Rush says, since hadlaka osa mitzvah, you need a shi'or of oil, let's say half an hour of oil, before you light it. Ava im birich v'hidlik v'achar kach hosif shemen ad kedei shi'or lo yatsa. The Rush says that if I add oil after I lit it, I'm not yotze, because the idea of hadlaka osa mitzvah is that you have to have all the oil present at the moment when you light it, ad kan divrei harush, and that's kind of a very beautiful idea. The problem is that the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Chaf Beis says that if I am mosif shemen l'ner, if I have a candle, let's say on Shabbos, a candle is burning, and I add oil to that candle, so I'm chayiv mishum mavir. I'm chayiv for lighting. If I take oil away, I'm chayiv mishum mechabe. But if I light if I have a candle lit and I add some oil, I'm chayiv mishum mavir. So nish'ela tasha'ela, we could ask the question, if I'm chayiv for mavir on Shabbos, when I add oil, so lecha'ora, that means that adding oil is like you're lighting. If that's the case, how come when I light a candle l'shem ner Chanukah and I add oil after, how come I am not yotze in that situation?
Well, you're not doing it at the Zman Hadlaka. That's like a separate
action. Well, let's say, again, Zman Hadlaka also has a certain frame of time. So I light the candle and then I add a little bit of oil within that time frame. Right, within like 30 seconds later, I add some oil. I'm not yotze. Right, that's a din. I'm not yotze. Hi.
We'll say that when you light candles, whether or not the candles are being lit, you're accepting Shabbos at that point. Does that play into it at all?
Well, again, let's say, again, I'm talking about regular Chanukah candles.
However, Shabbos.
For Shabbos, let's say I accept candles at that point, according to the Bahag, according to others, I don't accept Shabbos when I light the candles. But I'm chai, again, I walk in on Saturday morning, I walk in, there's a candle that's lit, and I add some oil to it. So the Gemara says, I'm chayiv. I'm not allowed to do it. I'm chayiv, meaning I am a very bad person, al chichachatan olafanecha, and I did an aveira. Right? And that's precisely the point. I violate the malach of mavir in that case. So if that's a violation of malach of mavir, how come I don't fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros Chanukah in that way?
But if you could be like chayav because of mavir, like separate from, and like still have that separate from the lighting. Meaning like you already lit the Shabbos candles, like you already counted the people with them, but then if you add oil, you're just, It's like if you would then like use your oven or like whatever, do something else.
You're saying that it goes back to Erev Shabbos, so then I'm not chayiv.
I mean like you are chayiv, but it's not connected to your lighting. It's just like the only. It's its own separate action of like.
So how come I don't fulfill the mitzvah nearest Chanukah then?
Fine, you did up. It's not like you light a candle.
Again, I light a candle. So the candle is supposed to keep on burning. And then I add oil to that candle that's light, that's burning. What?
You could have still been using your Shabbos candles and just adding more oil.
Forget about Shabbos candles. We're not talking about Shabbos candles. We're talking about a regular fire on Shabbos.
Like you're lighting, let's say you light Hanukkah candles, right? So you've done your action. And then if you add something that's like, as if you just like lit a separate candle that's nothing to the Hanukkah. It just happens to have been within the same candle, but...
But why? Why don't I say that I lit a Chanukah candle and I didn't get the mitzvah? I have a teeny bit of oil in there, right? Not enough for the mitzvah. So I didn't get the mitzvah when I lit the candle. But later on, when I add the oil, So at that point, I'm yotzei the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Chanukah because I just added the oil. But that's really the question I'm asking. If I'm chayav for mavir on Shabbos when they add oil, shouldn't that also be a fulfillment to the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Chanukah by adding the oil? Shira, how are you?
Good.
Right. Is that question clear? Like, I think we got like derailed. We started talking about hadlakas neres Shabbos and stuff. But the real question is, how come I don't get the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Chanukah when I add oil after? So if you look in the Rush, the Lashon HaRush is interesting, and this Lashon HaRush is actually copied to Shulchan Aruch. The Rush writes, "Kevan the hadlaka osa mitzvah, tzarech shehei shemen b'ner, kidei shi'ur kodem hadlaka." Aval im birech v'hidlik v'achar kach hosef shemen ad kidei shi'ur lo yotze yidei chuvaso. The Rush says that I'm Mosef Shemen ad kidei shi'ur, which means acharei kichlos hakol, I'm going to have, let's say, half an hour of oil. Half an hour and only half an hour. I lit the candle originally when there is 48 seconds of oil. Okay. I lit the candle. Then I add. And I add oil and I add another 29 minutes, 12 seconds of oil. So that's the case when I'm not yotzei. Because my first hadlaka is 48 seconds worth. My second hadlaka is 29 minutes and 12 seconds worth. So I'm not yotzei, because a hadlaka of 29 minutes, 12 seconds, I'm not yotzei. And a hadlaka of 48 seconds, I'm not yotzei. But enochanami, we could argue that I would fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Chanukah if I add half an hour of oil once the candle's already burning. Right? I think the Nusach HaRush is meduyak, that I, achar kachosef shemen ad kedei shi'ur. I'm adding oil ad kedei shi'ur, meaning I'm adding so that acharei kechlos hakol, I have half an hour of oil and half an hour of oil only. That is an interesting approach, no? Now,
but it's not part of your Masa Havlaka. Like, it's separate. Why should it be mitzvah?
Again, the Gemara says in Beitza, on Daf Chaf Beis, that if I add oil, I violate Mavir. If I violate Mavir, right, so then presumably that's considered like I'm lighting a candle. If it's like I'm lighting a candle, I should get the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. Right? It's pretty mathematical. Unless you want to say that the Rush is meduyak. Oh, now, it happens, let's just take this apart a teeny bit more. That's sugya in Beit on Chaf Beis. If I add oil, I'm chayiv on Shabbos for adding the oil. I'm chayiv for mavir. What does that mean? So like everything in Judaism, it's a machlokas, right? That's the basic answer. You can't, I remember like in high school, my friends in MTA used to say that doing well in Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen's Bechinos was very easy, because he asks you anything, you just write Ikar Torah Lashma, he can't write it, he can't mark it wrong, right? Because Torah is Lashma, you can't mark it wrong. So if I ask any question, all you say is it's a machlokas, I can't mark it wrong, because obviously there's some machlokas somewhere, but there really is a machlokas over here. When I add oil to a candle that's already burning, so the Bali Hatosis Rain on Daf Chaf Beis and Beitza, the reason why I'm chayiv is because when you add the oil, you make the fire flare up a teeny bit. The fire burns brighter for a minute. Is that true? I have no idea. Any physics majors or pyromaniacs? We need a pyromaniac. But if I add, Taisa says, when I add oil, I make the fire flare up. And that's why I'm chayiv for Mavir. The Rush, however, writes that I'm chayiv because I am causing additional burning. What that means is as follows. You see, for Tosfos, there's no kasha about how come I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. Because, yeah, I'm chayiv from Mavir, but I'm chayiv from Mavir just because I make the candle burn brighter, right, for that 1 minute. That's Mavir. But that's not enough to be considered Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. The only kash I have that I should fulfill the mitzvah Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is within the Rush, that the additional oil which I add is considered a havara on its own.
Okay.
Okay, that is like a background bit of information. But we already answered that according to the Rush, it's not a problem because we're talking about a case when you added oil and the sum total is half an hour. The poskim, though, point out that the Chaya Adam was Rabbi Avram Danzig, who at one point in his life was a like storekeeper in Vilna, and then he was promoted to become the Dayan of Vilna, and he became a Mechutin of the Gra. No? I always tell my students uptown that the Chaya Adam is one of those proofs that you don't have to be a rabbi to be a Talmud Chacham. No? He was a storekeeper. It happens that they appointed him as Dayan afterwards because they realized he actually knew what he was doing. But that's the Chaya Adam. So the Chaya Adam writes, I think it's in Klau Kuf Mem Hei, the Chaya Adam gives the same case of Mavir, and he says, gives the case of adding oil, and he says, even if I add a ton of oil, I'm still not Yotzei Neris Chanukah. Even if I add a ton of oil, I'm still not Yotzei Neris Chanukah. And the question is, why? So L'cha'ora, the answer over here is like this. Now on Shabbos, the Malacha is Havara. Havara means it is burning. On Chanukah, there's a din of Hadlaka, not Havara. Hadlaka means I light it. Havara means it is burning. We could say it like this. On Chanukah, the din is a halacha on the flame. I need a flame with half an hour. However, on Shabbos, the halacha is for kiloi hashemen, where the oil is going to be consumed. We could suggest, right, things get like a lot of fun here. Right, we can suggest that there is a fundamental difference between Hadlaka Sneiris Shabbos, or between, excuse me, the Malach of Havara on Shabbos and Hadlaka Sneiris Chanukah, that on Shabbos, we're focused on the consumption of the oil. For Chanukah, we're focused on the creation of the light. And therefore, when I add the oil to the Ner Chanukah, I'm not creating extra light, so I'm not Yotzei. But on Shabbos, I'm going to be Chayiv because I'm allowing for more oil to be consumed.
But you are creating more light by Chanukah because it's...
The flare-up?
Either we're seeing the flare-up, so it's being created more, or if it's lasting longer, like that flame wouldn't have been there.
But that's not but the mitzvah of Chanukah is creating light. And since there was light here already, I'm not creating light when I keep the light going. Right? The Maisa HaMitzvah by Chanukah is Hadlaka. Again, this is a suggestion that Reb Shlomo Zalman has in the back of this book in Siman Daled. Reb Shlomo Zalman has this suggestion. And then he has another suggestion, which I think is equally interesting. He argues, you know, on Shabbos we have Avos and Toldos, no? We're doing Shabbos, this is like Aleph days. There are 39 Avos Malachos. The Yerushalmi writes that they actually had 39 Toldos for each Av. That would take a lot of talent to find 39 Toldos of Osashtei Batei Nirin or something. That would be hard. But there are Toldos and Avos. The Shita Mekubetzes at the beginning of Bava Kamma points out that the categories of Avos and Toldos are only L'inyin Shabbos. The Gemara derives Toldos from Psukim. The Gemara here on Daf Mem Tes learns Toldos from Psukim.
What?
By Shabbos, by Nezikin, by Tuma, only by those cases where the Gemara beginning of Bava Kamma speaks about Toldos are they Toldos. But the Toldos, for example, is not a thing by Bishul Akum. Right, so by Bishul Akum, I'm only right. We spoke about this last year, I think. That by Bishul Akum, I'm only going to be chayiv for an av malacha. But let's say if I cook stuff in a microwave, right? There's a difference of opinion among the various Vat Hakashras whether you could eat the eggs that they make in the microwave in Dunkin' Donuts, right? So it could be that that's a tolda. And the category of toldos is only formulated by Shabbos. It's not formulated by Bishul Akum. We could suggest, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that the category of toldos does not exist by Ner Chanukah, because it's only by Shabbos, by Nezikin, by Tumah, stuff like that. Ner Chanukah is no such thing as toldos. And It could be that when I am mosif shemen l'ner, I have a candle that's already burning, and I add oil. Is that the av malacha of havara? L'chayre not. L'chayre, the av malacha of havara is I create a fire. If I'm mosif shemen l'ner, it in some ways resembles the av malacha, but when something resembles it in some ways, that's what we call a tolda. And if it's a tolda, so then we're going to say that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas ner es Chanukah because it's a tolda. Right? Only an av of havara is going to be the mitzvah of Chanukah. A tolda is not going to be chayiv. That's already a little creative, but it's not bad. Right? Sometimes creativity pays off. Right? So the yesod of that we're trying to draw out of this rush is that you do not fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas ner es Chanukah just by adding oil, either because it's still not a maisa hadlaka, and you need a maisa hadlaka. Alternatively, because it's only considered a tolda, and you are not chayiv if it is not a tolda. You're not chayiv. Blah, blah, blah. You don't get the mitzvah ner es Chanukah by something that is only a tolda. Good, ladies? Should we continue our study of Judaism? Weiter, next Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes. Ach Sinoi is Chayiv B'ner Chanukah. A guest is obligated in Chanukah. Amar Rav Zera Meresh Ki V'Havina Be'ra Mishnatafna B'Priti. Rav Zera says, when I was like a young yeshiva bacher, I used to chip in with prutos. I get an impression that the idea over here is like what they had in Europe with yeshiva guys had what they called essenteg. Essenteg was eating days, which meant that in most communities where they had a yeshiva, the yeshiva didn't have a dormitory and a dining room. What the yeshiva basically was a base medrash where you went to learn, and there were families in the community who would put you up, and you would live by those families, and you'd eat meals by those families. Right? That's the way it worked. Now, you're really not living there. You're kind of a guest, no? That's not really your home. So, Reb Zavis says, when I was a young yeshiva bacha, I was mishtatafna bepriti behadayu shpiza. I would chip in, I'd give some coins to chip in with the host. Basadin Sivi Itza Amina Hashtavade Lotzarichna Dukamadliki Aloy Bigobesai. After I got married, I said I don't have to chip in anymore because they light for me at home. In other words, my wife lights the nearest Chanukah and I get my mitzvah that way. When he was young, he'd be mishtatev. Afterwards, he's not mishtatev. So here are the questions. How does mishtatev bepriti work? What would we have thought if not for this mishtatev bepriti? And what do we now know after this mishtatev bepriti? Next, what is the halachic mechanism of mishtatev bepriti? Right? Would I say that, you know, I could give you a penny and I'll get the mitzvah of matzah when you eat the matzah? Right? Would I say I'll give you a penny and you'll shake the lulav and I'll get the mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense, right? So how come by Ner Chanukah we have this idea of mishtatafna bepriti? Presumably this is not a concept that exists anywhere else. That's the next question. Third or fourth question, I'm not good at counting, we'll get to you in a second, Sophia, is do we require that a guest is mishtatif bepriti? Let's say a guest would want to light on his or her own. Are you allowed to do so? So these are all the questions that we have. Some of them might be related to others. Some of them are independent. But now I'll hear Sophia, your comment. Oh, Michal had a comment before. Sophia? No. Sophia, you have a comment now?
Right. So, until this, Michal and I were under the assumption that, like, this is, like, not a din gavra of, like, lighting Hanukkah candles, and that it's more like a din on the bayit.
Okay, good. Now we're talking.
So, if that's true, then, like, number one, you can't have someone just, like, according to, maybe you have to like have a bite, so the Mishnah is going to prove.
Okay. So excellent. So what you're suggesting is that Neros Chanukah is a din on the bias, and therefore you can't just light for me, right? Maybe we would argue even that the concept of shlichus does not exist by Neros Chanukah. Right? I can't make you a shaliach to light for me because the Chanukah candles have to be in my house.
Yeah, but why does that have to be your house?
What does bias mean?
The house that you're in?
Maybe. So if that's the case, why did I have to mishtatev bepriti at all? What does mishtatev bepriti do? So the answer probably is that I don't really... Do I have a house? Don't I have a house? I have a house over there. Right? When Reb Zeira is married, so he has a house over there, his wife lights in his house, he gets the mitzvah. Before he was married, apparently he didn't have a house. And somehow by being mishtatef bepriti, that helped him get the mitzvah. So let's kind of take this apart on a few levels. Let's take this house idea first, and then we'll go weiter. How do I know, right, Michal and Sophia suggested during Seder that the mitzvah near Chanukah is on the bias? How do you know that? So besides that, I said it before.
Near
this
issue beiso.
Near issue beiso. Right? That's a pretty good proof. I have another proof, though, from this Amud. Okay? You see there's two dots around seven lines before the lines get wide? Chaf Gimel Rav, there's two dots, seven lines before the lines get wide. Amr Rebchi Bar Ashi, Amr Rav. Hamadik near Shul Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. Right, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi says, when you light Chanukah candles, you have to make a bracha. Reb Yirmiya Amar, haro'eh ner Chanukah, tzarech levarich. Reb Yirmiya says, when you see ner Chanukah, you make a bracha. Now, what's the hecha timtzel? What's a situation where I see ner Chanukah and I have to recite a bracha? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, haro'eh. You see it? It's probably nine lines into the skinny lines in Rashi. Haro'eh. Zakt Rashi, ha'over b'shuk v'rove echad ha'chatzeros dolek. Rashi's first comment is, I'm walking in the marketplace, and I see, right, like I walk home from Ma'ariv, right, I daven Ma'ariv, by the way, like, eschatai ani mazgar ayom, I don't like davening in the YU based medrash, it takes a little bit too long for me, so I daven downstairs in Morg, it's a much quicker minyan, some of you have seen me there, right, the reason why I go there is, whatever, there's a Yiddish expression, langatz felis is a mias regilis, right? Okay, fine. So, haro'eh, right? Rashi says that I'm coming back from Ma'ariv and I see some Neros Chanukah burning. So, in that case, I make the bracha. Umatzasi b'shem Reb Yitzchak ben Yehuda she'amar mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov. Right? Rashi says, I found in the name of Reb Yitzchak ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Yaakov. That's interesting because Reb Yitzchak ben Yehuda was Rashi's Rebbe. But apparently Rashi didn't hear this directly from his Rebbe. He saw somebody's notes. Right? Rashi is very precise about what he heard and what he saw. No? So this is Matzasi. I saw that my Rebbe said, D'lo huskaka brachazu elamisha lo hidlik bebesai adayin o liyoshev besfina. Rashi says that this bracha is in a case where they did not yet light at home. Right? In other words, once I lit at home, I don't make the bracha. Or a Yoshev Besfina. A Yoshev Besfina is someone who doesn't have a home. You're on a boat. Right? For Rashi, Rashi is like not so creative. Lahav, don't. Rashi can't think of, you know, the modern concept of being homeless. He says, yeah, if you're on a boat, then you don't have a home. That means that what Rashi's saying is that there's a special bracha of Haro'eh that was in, Birchas Haro'eh was instituted from someone who doesn't have a bias. And if that's the case, so then we would say that an achsenoi, a guest, also does not have a bias, and because he's mishtatif bepriti, that what? There are different ways of saying this.
Now he has a bias.
So one way of saying it is that now he has a bias. Another way of saying it is he doesn't have a bias still, but he gets some connection to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris Chanukah. There are different ways of saying this. Let us look to the... Let's go like this. The simple way of understanding mishtatev is that I chip in, and then what am I buying?
Shemen.
The shemen, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. I chip in, I buy the shemen. Question. What kinyan Right? In halacha, there are many different kinyanim, no? There's hagbah, you pick the item up. There's meshicha, if it's an animal, you pull the item. There is kinyan chatzar, if something is in my domain, I'm kaina it. There is kinyan sudar, I can make a symbolic act, I lift up a handkerchief, and then I'm kona, whatever it is, no? That's like a pasuk in Rus. Right, v'zos l'fanim b'Yisrael agulav atzmura v'kayim kol davar shalafish na'alov nasan v'ehu. You take off the shoe, right, or the glove, and you give it to somebody. That's kinyan sudar. There are many different kinyanim in halacha, and in halacha the Mishnayos and Kedushin l'chaf beis tell us that there are different kinyanim for karka and for metaltalin. No, if I want to be kind of metaltalin, so I have to do hagbo or meshicha. If I want to be kone karka, I'm kone karka with kesef and with shtar. And with chazaka. Is kesef kona and with chazaka. Chazaka means cheskes kinyin, which is a mishnah in Baba Basra of na'al gadar uparatz. Right? You guys are in Baba Basra, no? With Rabbi Khan, right? So na'al gadar uparatz means that, like, if I build a fence around the field, that's a kinyin. That's kinyin chazaka. Right? That's gadar. Na'al is I lock the gate. Paratz is I break the gate down. Right? But those are the kinyanim on karka. So the kinyanim of metaltalin and kinyanim of karka. Kesef is a kinyan on karka. Kesef is not kona metaltalin. Nachon? Money is not kona metaltalin. Now, there is a machlekes of Yechon Veshlakish in Bava Metzia, whether this idea that kesef is not kona metaltalin is that min hatayra. Right, okano miyad amitecha, davar hanikna miyad liyad, is that you have to do meshicha, and kesef is not kona metaltalin, is a din d'oraisa, or whether I assume that kesef is kona metaltalin min hatayra, but midirabonon, they took the kinyan away, because gezeira shema yomer nisrifu chitecha ba'aliyah. Maybe I'll say that your wheat got burned. Right, think about it. I buy a silo of wheat from you, and I give you money, but the silo of wheat is still in your rishos. I didn't yet schlep it to me. Now, if there's a fire that burns down, and the fire destroys some of the wheat in your house, you're going to say, hey, Schwartz, you know, your wheat burned down, not my wheat. Right? That's what you're going to argue. So Chazal took away the kinyan kesef on metaltalin because of this gezeira shema yomer nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. Right? So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether meshicha mifureshas min hatayra or devar Torah ma'os konos. Right? That's the machlokes in Bava Metzia. But halacha l'maisa, you are not kona metaltalin with kesef. I can't be kona metaltalin by giving you money. So here's the question. How does Mishtatef Bepriti work? This question is the Galya Masechta's question. The Galya Masechta was Reb David of Nevardik. The story goes that when he was like 17 years old, he showed up at an Agudah convention and Reb Chaim stood up for him. Because Reb Chaim felt he was like the biggest lamdin. And then the story goes, well, the nice part of the story goes, that Reb David Nevardik was not Mechadish anything after that. That episode of Reb Chaim standing up for him, like, took all the wind out of his sails, and he never had any good chedushim after the age of 17. But the man was quite brilliant. So Reb David Nevardik in the Tshuvas, in the Galya Masechta is important. He's the one who has, like, the Tshuva Orthodox infertility, like in Hilchos Nida. He's a famous and important, not famous, he's an important posik. So the Galya Masechta writes that I don't understand. How does the kinyan of kesef work? How does mishtatef bepriti work? So I give you a coin, but I can't be kinyan your oil, because we still have the gezeira shema yomru nisrifu chitecha ba'aliyah, and therefore you're not kona. So if I'm not kona, how does mishtatef bepriti work? So one could argue that mishtatef bepriti is not really a kinyan at all. Maybe the pshat is as follows. Maybe the pshat is that if I am homeless, I don't have any mitzvah of Chanukah. But you know what? I feel bad not having any mitzvah of Chanukah. All I can do is I make a birchas haroeh. I feel bad. So Chazal kind of want me to feel a little bit better, so they say, give a pruta. And you know what, Will? Kind of, we'll view it like you're getting some Chanukah mitzvah, but it's not a full mitzvah Chanukah. That's Mishtatik B'Pritik. It's not really a mitzvah Chanukah. You're not kuna the oil kihuzet. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that maybe I am kuna the oil because the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Tzadites and Choshen Mishpat is the simin of Kinyin Kesef. Ramah writes that even though min ha-Torah, even though kesef is not kona metaltalin, but for a dvar mitzvah, kesef is kona metaltalin. So if I give money to purchase yayin l'kiddush, so then it is kona. So maybe that's the pshat of mishtatif bepriti. Maybe mishtatif bepriti means that since I'm purchasing the oil for a mitzvah, it becomes mine by just giving the cash. Maybe that's the pshat. Let me just finish up, and then I'll take one question. Rabbi Bleich has an article in Beis Yitzchak Lamed Beis, where he, however, comes up with the razzle dazzle chiddush, which I actually like. That mishtatif bepriti does not mean I'm purchasing the oil. Mishtatif bepriti means I'm purchasing your house. Remember, kesef is kona karka. It's not kona metaltalin. Ner is Chanukah. It's a mitzvah ner ish ubeso. It's a din on the bias. You know how mishtatif bepriti works? I own your house. I give you a penny. I purchased some of your house. And maybe that's the lumdus of mishtatif bepriti. I think Sophie had a question, then we'll take Adina.
I was going to say something similar to that. Just like, why does it have to be that about a king? Why can't it just be like, I need like shame, like ben abai, like someone part of the house?
So I think that's like the first approach that we suggested. That's more of a symbolic transfer. When I give you the pruta, I'm not kona anything. It's just that I somehow become connected to you. It's not like a rigorous halachic thing. Adina?
So according to this approach, you're only purchasing a part of the house?
Purchasing a part of the house. Enough of the house, I have a chiyuv of hadlakas
nevos. Is it possible to just purchase part of the house?
I could purchase any bit that I want, right? I mean, so I'm purchasing part of the house. Now, here's the thing. What? Well, you're kona, the minimum amount that I'm kona anything with is a pruta, so I'm kona a tiny bit, right? I could buy shares in an LLC. And I could buy 0.0001 share of an LLC that owned, right, 0.03 of, you know, like, you, real estate deals work like this.
But isn't it different how could it work like that if, when I give you my proof that we're not specifying that I'm purchasing the house?
So here's the thing. Mishtatit bepriti, when I give you my pruta, so the Mishnah Berurah writes that I'm purchasing the oil, and the Mishnah Berurah then says that you should add a little bit of oil for the guy who's mishtatif. According to Rabbi Bleich, this is like part of the expression, the Hasidish joke. It doesn't work, right? You have to specify I'm purchasing part of the home because kesef is not kona the metaltalin at all. The Mishnah. I saw in the Tshuva Sefer the following shaila. Again, yeah, certain people have a lot of time on their hands. So, like, these shilas never come up for real. Let's say, you know, the Mishnais and Bava Kamma speak about how a Ner Chanukah sometimes can light a guy comes with his camel and the Ner Chanukah catches the stuff and you're going to be chayiv, potentially, for the Ner Chanukah causing damage, right? If the Ner Chanukah is not in the right area, it's not Lamata Me'asara, right? We spoke about this at the beginning of the semester. Let's say I'm mishtatif bepriti, and the Ner Chanukah is not in one of those areas where I'm going to be putter for the hezek. And then the Ner Chanukah goes and is mazik somebody else. So who is chayiv in the nezek, and how much? Okay, it's your Chanukah candle. I give you one pruta. Because I give you the pruta, am I now an owner of that fire, so that I'm chayiv in the nezek? Or am I not an owner of the fire, it's your fire? Or do I own a certain percentage of the fire? Right? There's a lot of possibilities here. According to Rabbi Bleich's approach, the Chaorah, you don't own any of the fire, no? It's still his fire. You own the house. And now you're part of the house, and therefore the Hadlokas Neiris works for you. But it's not your fire. You're not going to be chayiv.
Let's say the house burns down.
Right? If the house burns down, so then you have to pay part of the deductible for insurance. I guess. I don't know. So I think this is... Right, this is one way of... This is the question. How do we look at Mishtatif Bepriti? Is it a full-fledged kinyan or not? Sophia?
Is it significant that you're specifically Mishtatif Bepriti for the shaman? Like, why can't you just give money to, like, be part... Why specifically for the
Shemen? Well, again, I don't know if it's specifically for the Shemen. That's exactly what we're questioning. The Mishnah Berurah writes it's specifically for the Shemen. I don't know why it would have to be that. None of this is abundantly clear. Let's look at the Rush for a second. Amr Rav Sheshes, the Rush at the beginning of Simen Ches. Amr Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayiv B'nei Chanukah. The Eino Yotze Benero Shel Bal Habayis Do Lo Heve Bechlal Ishu Beso. The idea of Achsenoi is, I would have said that you are not Yotze because you're not part of the home, you're not part of Ner Ishu Beso, by being an Achsenoi and being Mishtatif Bepriti, so then you are Yotze. But I would have thought that it's not included in Ner Ishu Beso. The Ran has a slightly different formulation. The Ran and Yudam Alav Bedape Harif, Amarav Sheshes, Achsanya, Ureyach, the guest, Afal Bisha Ein Lo Bayis, Delotema Din Ner Chanukah Kedin Mezuzah, Dechomisha Ein Lo Bayis, Potter Min HaMezuzah. Right? In other words, the Ran is saying that I would have thought that you're entirely Potter. The Rush is not saying that I would have thought you're entirely Potter, but I would have said that you're not Yotzei. Right, you see that? According to the Ran, I would have said that you're putter because it's a chovas hadar. The chiyuv of Chanukah is if you have a bais. And I would have said that you're not chayiv. So you get an impression that for the Ran, al yedei being mishtatif bepriti, it becomes your home. Which is more like what Rabbi Bleich suggested. You get an impression, however, according to the Rush, that you have a chiyuv, but you can't fulfill it because you're not part of B'nai Habayis. By giving it, I become part of B'nai Habayis. So it's not like I am purchasing the bayis, but rather I am becoming part of the family, maybe in some like magical sort of way by contributing. This is something my wife would love to say to the kids. You're not part of the family unless you contribute. No? Right? It's that type of... Right? I would never think of that idea, but I just did. That's the idea that the Rush is developing, that you become part of Ishu Beso when you contribute. Right? It's very different than the Ran. I think the Ran sounds more like Rabbi Bleich's idea, that I'm purchasing a chelek in the house. I'd say that the Rush sounds more like... The Rush sounds more like I'm not purchasing a chelek in the house, but I become part of B'nai Habayis, right? It's the contribution that makes me part of the family. I think that's the way the Rush would learn it, and it would sound almost like the Rush is saying the first possibility that we gave, which is like it's not a full-fledged kinyan, it's more like magic, that you somehow you contribute and become part of the family. The second possibility, the possibility that you're purchasing the shemen, which is the possibility that the Mishnah Berurah endorses, does not seem to emerge either from the Rush or from the Ran. Again, this is just my analysis, but as you know, I like my analysis. Okay, so far so good? Let's go weiter. These dinah, by the way, are found in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted is Sif Katin Beis and Gimel, etc. There is, by the way, a question. How would we go about analyzing this question? The Prima Gadol has the following shayla. Can two b'nei bayis be mishtatev? Let's say we live in a dorm. We live in an apartment. So each of us has our own bias. We have our own room in the dormitory. We have our own room in the apartment. Can we say, you know what? I'm not going to light myself. I'll be mishtafid for priti. I will just give a coin and have my roommate light for me. Is the din mishtatef a din only on an achsanoi who has no home? Or would the din mishtatef help even by a full-fledged Baal HaBayis? Now, l'cha'ora, if mishtatef, all right, let me allow you to do the analysis. Right, does mishtatef help by b'nei bayis? By two balabatim, that's a suffix in the Prima Gadim, and we'll let you analyze it. Or I'll give you an opportunity to analyze it. Adina?
I have a question. If there are two B'nai Abayis and they're living in the same apartment, if you say that the Chova is on his own bias...
They each have their own bias, let's say.
Because of the fact that they're living in the same apartment, because of the fact they both have their own...
They both have a bias, right.
But the same wouldn't apply for... And because they're not blood-related, you wouldn't say... Because you could say, like...
I don't know if it's a din...
Then, in that case...
See, b'nei bayis means, like, we all eat together, we're all connected. You could be a ben bayis even if you're not blood-related, if you always eat there. But this is a case where we are roommates. We each eat on our own. We each do... Everything is separate. We have our own bank accounts. There's nothing joined other than we have the same front door. So the two b'nei bayis in... Right, it's like two roommates. Let's say there are two rooms in the apartment. My room and her room. Right? So that's the case that the Prima Gadim has a suffix. Now, how would we go about analyzing this? So, I would say, let's say I take a Rush perspective. The Rush holds that Mishtatef Bepriti works... In that, really, according to the Rush, I would say that I have some chiv of Ner Chanukah, but I can't fulfill it over here. So we allow you a kula being mishtatef bepriti. You have no other way of fulfilling it, so therefore we allow you to fulfill it by just giving a coin. I don't know if that would help in this case with the two b'nei bayis, because I could fulfill it on my own. According to the Ran, Mishtatef Bepriti helps that I'm Kona a Chelak. Well, if that's the case, so if I already own a Chelak of the bias, so then L'cha'ora, I could be Yotze with your Hadlaka even without being Mishtatef. So I would argue that for the Rush, by the two Balabatim, being Mishtatef doesn't help. And for the Ran, there's no need to be Mishtatef. That's what I would argue. But nonetheless, the Prima Gadim has a suffix. The Bir Halacha quotes it in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Dibar Maso Imo. Fine, let's go weiter. The Trumas Hadeshen is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Tafresh Ayin Zayin that the Din Mishtatef Bepriti is that, you know what? If we're going to only be fulfilling the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so then you're Mishtatef Bepriti. But once people come, and in our world, we are Mahadrim and HaMahadrim Jews, so therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshen, light it on your own. This, I think, is standard practice among people, no? When you go away for time during Chanukah, you bring your own menorah and you light it yourself, correct? No one is Mishtatef Bepriti. Very few people. You might be, maybe. I don't know. My daughter had a Shabbaton during Chanukah. So she asked me what she should do about lighting. So I told her, bring a nickel. So my daughter is like, what? So I told her, no, you should bring a nickel. So like the person she was staying by, I think the Shabbaton was in Passaic, actually. But she's in Manhattan High School, so they have like a Shabbaton in Passaic. So the person actually knew stuff, saying, oh, Mishtatef Bepriti, that's like so interesting, like no one does it. Yeah, okay, my father said I should do that. We'll explain why I said that in a minute.
I went away for Shabbos Chanukah this year, I bought them a gift for Shabbat, so I wasn't sure.
That counts. Right? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, first of all, it's a good idea to, when you go away, it's a good idea to bring host gifts anyway. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that Mishtate Pepriti, the Bahabayas, if you want, the Bahabayas can give a matana of some shemen to you. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. You don't have to actually contribute money, the Bahabayas can just give you shemen. But the Trumas Hadashim, the Kitzar Maaseh, Trumas Hadashim writes that if you want to light on your own, since we do Mahajim and Hamahajim, light on your own. Beis Yosef says, don't do that because you'd be making a bracha levatala.
If you light on your own?
If you light on your own. Beis Yosef says, if you light on your own, it's a bracha levatala. Meaning, the Beis Yosef feels you have to be mishtate papriti. The Trumas Hadashan says that you can light on your own. The Maharivayal is quoted in the Darke Moshe over there. The Maharivayal says that you have to light on your own. You cannot be Mishtate Papriti anymore. And you get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah of cutting Gimel that the Mishnah Berurah is paskening that you have to light on your own. Give me 30 more seconds. But Rav Soloveitchik said you have to be Mishtate Papriti. If you look in Rav Schechter's book, Mipnine Harav, on page 146, if you look in Rav Schechter's book, Mipnine Harav, page 146, he quotes that Rav Soloveitchik said, you have to be Mishtate Papriti, you cannot light on your own. And you'll discuss in like 45 seconds after Adina's question what the lumdus behind this machlokas is.
Why does the Beis Yosef say that you're making a bracha levatala? Because it's not your house.
It's not my house.
But you can't.
And the Gemara says all I could do is be Mishtate Papriti. So I have no right to light my own candle. You Trumas Hadashin say it's Mahadrin. Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, therefore everyone should light. Says the Beis Yosef, no, everyone lights in the home. But this is not your home.
And so
now, obviously, this is not going with Rabbi Bleich's explanation. According to Rabbi Bleich, if I give you the nickel, it becomes my home. Right? The Beis Yosef is saying, no. How can you be Mishtate Papriti? How can you light on your own? If you light on your own, it's not your house, and it's a bracha levatala if you light when it's not your house.
And so you have to Mishtate.
Yes, that's what Beis Yosef says. The Ramah paskins and the Darke Moshe that you can light on your own, and you get an impression even that you might have to light on your own, and that seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Gimel Michal.
I said the same. Adina's question in variation, meaning if it's nary issue based up enough that you wouldn't be able to say it's not your bias, right? Then if you make a bracha, shouldn't you be able to make your own bracha? It's not your bias.
It's not my bias. I can't make a bracha. That's what the Beis Yosef is asking.
Right, but if it's not your bias, then why can't you make a bracha? That's just Adina's question in a different.
If it's not my bias.
It's not your bias, you can't be Yote unless you're Mishtate Papriti.
And when I am Mishtate Papriti, so then.
So if you're not Mishtate Papriti.
If I'm not Mishtate Papriti, am I allowed to light without being Mishtate Papriti? So the Trumas Hadashin says I can. Because Mahadran means that everyone who wants to light can light. The Beis Yosef says, no, that's not what Mahadran means. Mahadran means everyone who's part of the house can light, but you're not part of the house, so you can't light.
It's not about the bracha, it's about lighting.
Lighting is a mechanical act. The mitzvah involves the bracha. Beis Yosef says it's a bracha levatala. Don't make the bracha, it's a bracha levatala. That's what Beis Yosef says.
Meaning the impression was that if you're going to light on your own, you can't make a bracha.
Right.
But
which means you shouldn't light on your own.
Right, okay, fine. So then you shouldn't light.
Right.
Out of that, you won't be making a bracha.
Right. Am I missing something? I don't know. I seem to... Okay, so Beis Yosef versus Trumas Hadashin. It seems to me this is all dependent, this is all toloi on something that we learned at the beginning of the Chanukah Sugya, which is, ladies, how do we teach, how do you translate the word Mahadran?
You say, like, is this a discussion whether it's...
Rodin
Ach, or
if it's...
Yeah, or...
Or Esmitzvah.
Or Mahadir Es HaMitzvah, or Mahadran Achrei HaMitzvos, right? We had the two different versions of Rashi, right? And we pointed out that the word Hidr can either mean to embellish, to enhance, to make the mitzvah nicer, or Hidr could mean, in the sense that Rashi has it on our Gemara, that I pursue other mitzvahs. L'cha'ora, if the din of Mahadrin is an enhancement of the original mitzvah, and if we're correct that the original mitzvah is homebound, it's a ner ish ubeso, but the original mitzvah is totally on the bias, so then hider would only be enhancing the bias, and if it's not my bias, I can't light. And that's what the Beis Yosef assumes. The Trumas Hadeshin, however, assumes, v'cha'ora, that hider means that I do more mitzvos, not that I enhance the original mitzvah, I do more. If it's I do more mitzvos, so we could argue that maybe the hider mitzvah is changing, is substantively changing the mitzvah of Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah me'ikar hadin is a mitzvah on the bias. Once Mahajan and Mahajan min HaMahajan set in, that changes it. It's no longer a din on the bias. It's now a din of Hosafas Or. It's now a din, like, pick your Lundish terminology. Right? Whatever you want to say. But it's not a din on the bias anymore. And that's what the Trumas Hadeshin assumes. Rav Soloveitchik felt, like the Beis Yosef, that you cannot light candles. If you want, be mishdatet bepriti, but don't light your own candles, the Rav said, because that's not the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah. The mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah is only on the bias. Good? Now, it happens that lahalacha lemaisa, there seems to be a train of thought among poskim that you can light Neiris Chanukah even if you don't have a bias. Just to give you a few marim akomis on this, the Tzitz Eliezer, volume 15, note number 29. This is an article, by the way, that I wrote when I was in Kol Elyon, so we had a class called Rabbinic Writing, where we were supposed to write Divrei Torah. So I wrote this for Professor Leslie Newman. It was just like an assignment. I have no idea how I remembered that I wrote this, but I remembered I wrote this assignment. So the Tzitz Eliezer, volume 15, number 29... says that if you're homeless, you can light Neiris Chanukah if you want. Why? Because Mahadran min HaMahadran redefined the mitzvah. And therefore, if you want a light, you could light. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer tainas. Michal.
Can you see this from the Ran also?
That what? That the Ran is saying that I would have thought that it's like mezuzah. Kamash malon, that what?
Meaning you still have the fields like candles even if you're on a bias. It's not...
Only if I'm mishtatev. But remember, the Ran is explaining mishtatef bepriti. So I would, if I'm not mishtatef, I would say you get no mitzvah because it's like mezuzah. When I'm mishtatef, right? Am I reading the Ran wrong? And this is relevant. Let's say you're flying on an airplane during Chanukah. So one thing I do not recommend is lighting a candle on the airplane. That's like a very, very bad idea. What should you do? Is there a chiyuv at all? You don't really have a bias at that point. You're on the airplane. So there's a maharsham who assumes that when you buy your seat on a train, that becomes your bias. That's like a little creative. I tell people to light a flashlight without a bracha, because a flashlight, the only reason why electric Chanukah menorahs don't work is because you don't have half an hour of oil there, no? Because the oil keeps on being pulled from the power station. But if I have a flashlight, so I have half an hour of oil in my battery, it's called Duracell, right? I have a Duracell half an hour of Shemen, right there. It's in the keli. So it might not be the Hidr Mitzvah of Shemen Zayas, but you have half an hour of oil, you'll say the mitzvah that way. Okay, ladies, I think it's been a productive semester. Bamed Madlikin is lit. Hayadua. And Yashi Koach. And again, next semester, Mitzvah Hashem, will do Perek HaBoneh. I want to move quicker in Gemara. One thing I feel this semester is that we didn't move quickly enough. I'm going to try to pick up the pace, although Chanukah, there's a lot to say, so that's why I went slowly.
What are we doing next semester?
Perek HaBoneh and maybe Kosher also. Boneh is about Boneh, Makim, Patish, and Kosev.